As Amanda noted, WIOA requires changes to the way we collect data and report student data and performance. Some changes are simple and easy to understand, and some are a little bit more complicated. Let's start with an easy one, reportable individuals. Under WIOA, any individual with a completed intake form, a first assessment, and less than 12 hours of instruction was labeled as served. These students were entered into the EDATA V2 system, but were not counted for enrollment or performance purposes. Under WIOA, these students will be labeled as reportable individuals. Programs must continue to enter these individuals into EDATA and, as before, they will not count for enrollment or performance purposes. Many times, these are students that need to take care of some barrier issues before beginning instruction. So for now, this is just a name change. However, we expect additional clarifying information from OCTAE regarding reportable individuals later in 2017.